This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today kicked off the BJP's Lok Sabha election campaign at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh. Addressing a public rally, Mr. Modi said the 2024 Lok Sabha elections is not just for making a government, but to make India a developed nation and the third largest economic superpower in the world. He said when India was the 11th largest economy in the world, the poverty rates of India were soaring. The Prime Minister said when India became the fifth largest economy, over 25 crore people successfully came out of poverty. Prime Minister Modi said he's fighting a big battle to save the country from the corrupt, and that is why big corrupt people are behind bars today. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders were present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in seven phases. The opposition Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance today organized a Maharali at Delhi's Ramlila Maidan to protest against many issues, including Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the central government is misusing institutions to threaten the opposition parties. He also alleged that there is no level playing field in this election. Mr. Kharge said this election is for saving democracy and the constitution, and the opposition must fight unitedly. Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, AAP leader and Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann, and jailed Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita and other leaders of the alliance attended the Maha Rally. This was the first public meeting of the INDIA bloc leaders since the coalition was founded in June last year in Patna. The BJP today announced Damodar Agarwal as the party candidate for Bhilwara Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. The party today released its ninth list of one candidate for the Lok Sabha elections. President Draupadi Murmu today honoured former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and the family members of Mr. Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said the doyen of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skills for more than seven decades. Expressing happiness on conferring the Bharat Ratna upon Mr. L.K. Advani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "It's very special to witness the conferring of the award." He said this honour is a recognition of his enduring contributions to the nation's progress. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product, GDP, will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said, the economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country last night. Churches across the country are organizing special Easter services to offer Thanksgiving prayers. In Miami Open tennis, unseeded American player Daniel Collins has won the women's singles title. In a major upset, Collins defeated fourth-seeded Elina Rybakina of Kazakhstan in straight sets 7-5, 6-3 in the women's singles final in Florida this morning. In the men's singles, second-seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will face 11-seed Bulgarian player Grigor Dimitrov in the men's singles final tonight. Earlier, Indian tennis star Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden clinched a historic victory in the men's doubles final yesterday. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 163 runs, Gujarat Titans was 78 against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. And that's the end of this news bulletin.